Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Now let's navigate the news together. All right, let's kick things off with something stirring the pot. President Trump's raising eyebrows about the JFK assassination files. Fox News says he spoke yesterday afternoon at a White House event, asking if Lee Harvey Oswald really acted alone, just days after 80,000 new pages hit the public. Trump's calling it a huge moment, and it's got people talking. What's the scoop? The Associated Press reports those files dropped Tuesday from the National Archives. Trump's push via a January order to unseal everything. Reuters says he focused on Oswald's Mexico City trip, asking, who was he meeting? We need answers. The New York Times notes the files stick to the lone gunman line. No big twists yet. But Trump's suggesting there's more to uncover. How's it playing? The Daily Caller says some view it as a win. Decades of secrets finally out. X post shows folks are curious for more. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump's health pick, told Fox, it's a start, truth takes time. But CNN's airing historians like Timothy Natfawley, it's hype, the story's the same. The Washington Post has JFK's grandson, Jack Schlossberg, today saying, he's chasing ghosts, not facts. Both sides are in, revelation or rerun? All right, here's a heavy one. A mass shooting hit Las Cruces, New Mexico. CNN says it went down yesterday morning at Apodaca Park. 3 dead, 15 hurt after gunfire erupted at a community event. Police are still sorting it out, and it's shaking things up. Here's what we've got. Fox News reports it started at 10 a.m. with 50 to 60 shell casings found, all handgun rounds, per Police Chief Jeremy Story. The Associated Press says two suspects are in custody, nabbed after a chase, but no word on why yet. Reuters adds the injured span kids to adults, 8 critical at hospitals as of 5 p.m. yesterday. What's the vibe? The blaze has locals reeling. Resident Maria Lopez told them, it was a family day, now it's gone. Expos show grief and questions. NPR's got gun control groups like every town on. This is why we need things to change. The Washington Post says some blame loose laws, others enforcement. Debate's heating up fast. Both sides are raw. Tragedy's fresh and answers are scarce. All right, let's dive into something big unfolding. President Trump's ICE operations are hitting a new high. Fox News says they've deported over 3,000 illegal immigrants since last Monday, with raids ramping up in places like Denver and Philadelphia. It's a major push from the administration, but it's sparking some serious pushback. Here's what's happening. Reuters reports the total jumped from 2,000 yesterday to 3,050 by yesterday afternoon, according to Border Czar Tom Homan's latest update. He told reporters, we're focused on criminals. Over 1,000 had records. The Associated Press says yesterday's sweeps nabbed another 500-plus, with about 600 linked to Venezuelan gangs like Trinidad Aragua. Big numbers out of Texas and California again. Planes are landing in El Salvador and Guatemala as we speak. Non-stop movement. So what's the split? The Daily Caller's got sheriffs in some counties saying it's working. Crime stats are dipping where ICE hit hardest. Expos show folks relieved about that. One Colorado sheriff told them, we're seeing results, fewer repeat offenders. But CNN's airing sanctuary city mayors like Denver's Mike Johnston. He said, this isn't just about felons, it's uprooting lives. NPR reports protests swelled. Hundreds rallied outside ICE offices in Philly, chanting for a halt. The Washington Post says legal battles are escalating too. Sanctuary leaders filed fresh suits yesterday morning, arguing it's overreach. A federal judge in California has already got one case from Saturday. Yesterday's filings could mean more injunctions soon. On the flip side, the Blaze notes some residents back the pace, say it's long overdue. X is a mix. Half cheer the crackdown, half call it too harsh. This one's got legs. Could shape how far Trump can push before courts step in. What's your take? All right, here's another one breaking. Trump's tossing out a new travel ban idea. It's lighting fires already. Fox News says he floated it yesterday at a White House briefing, hinting at adding 40-plus countries to the restricted list. He's calling it a security upgrade, but it's got reactions flying fast. What's the deal? The Associated Press reports Trump didn't name names. He says, we're looking at over 40 countries. Some don't cooperate. Some sit in trouble. Reuters says a memo is in play, circulated yesterday, listing tiers. Full visa bans for some, partial for others, like students or tourists. The New York Times ties it to his January 20th order tightening vetting. Today's pitch builds on that, targeting places not sharing enough data, like passport records or terror lists. State's Tammy Bruce dodged specifics. Under review, she said, but it's clearly in motion. How's it hitting? The Daily Caller says some see it as a no-brainer. Keep threats out. Expos show folks nodding to that, especially after recent gang deportations. A border official told Fox, we need this. Info gaps are real. But CNN's got diplomats and rights groups pushing back hard. European allies called per sources, worried about trade and ties. The Washington Post says ACLU is ready to sue. Filed a notice today claiming it's discriminatory. They're eyeing countries like Russia and Cuba on the list. NPR notes it's bigger than Trump's first-term ban. 7 countries then, 43 now if it sticks. X is split. Some say it's practical. Others call it a diplomatic disaster. The Wall Street Journal says Rubio's team's briefing Congress today. Could sway the timeline. Trump's not backing off. Promised a decision soon, but it's a hot mess already. Smart move or trouble brewing? All right, let's wrap up with something big out of D.C. A federal judge just threw a wrench in President Trump's plans. The Washington Post says Judge Tanya Chutkan issued a temporary injunction pausing Trump's executive order to dismantle the Department of Education. Trump signed it Thursday, but now it's on hold and folks are picking sides fast. What's the deal? Fox News reports the order aimed to wind down the department over a year, shift control to states, but it's 4,000 jobs and $80 billion budget. The ruling came after teachers' unions in 12 states sued, arguing it's illegal without Congress. Chutkan agreed for now, per the Associated Press. Reuters says DOJ's fighting back, filed an appeal claiming it's within Trump's authority. Deadline for more arguments? Later in the week. How's it landing? The Daily Caller's got governors like Florida's Ron DeSantis on board. Told Fox, states can handle this better. Feds are a mess. Expos show some cheering. Less bureaucracy sounds good. But CNN's airing the NEA's Becky Pringle. This protects kids. Trump's rushing chaos. NPR says Democrats in Congress are relieved. Plan to block it permanently. The New York Times notes it's early. Could drag on months. Both sides are loud. State power or federal lifeline? Alrighty, one more. Trump's military moves in Yemen are making waves. Fox News says says U.S. strikes on Houthi targets killed 9 people yesterday. Oh, goodness, kitty cat. Pentagon confirmed it after rebels hit American ships in the Red Sea again. It's the 4th round this week, and reactions are rolling in. What's going on? The Associated Press reports it kicked off at 1 p.m. Jets hit weapon depots in Hodeida after Houthi drones targeted Navy vessels yesterday morning. Reuters says Pentagon briefings pegged it at 9 dead, 6 rebels, 3 civilians, aiming to stop missile launches. Fox has Trump's ex-post, we're defending our people. The Wall Street Journal says Houthis vowed more attacks on Telegram, escalations on. What's the take? The blaze got some saying it's needed. Shipping lanes matter. A retired admiral told them, you can't let this slide. Expos back that, keeping the seas open. But MSNBC's airing aid groups say civilian deaths fuel unrest, one worker told them. This makes it worse. NPR notes Biden's lighter touch got mixed reviews. Some blame him, some miss it. The Washington Post says it's tricky, could pull the U.S. deeper. Both sides are weighing, security or spiral. I appreciate your time and I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me and the cat today. Please let folks know that we're here so we can reach a wider audience. And as always, stay informed, stay balanced.